Okay, here we go. You're going in my mouth now.
Get in there. Go on, get.
And I'm pregnant.
In my Oh. Speaking of getting things pregnant.
Welcome, fellow sewerettes and degenerates. You're listening to the Anime Planet podcast, episode 19. I'm your host Gizmo for today, and with me, as always, are my lovely co-hosts. Let's start with Ed. Hello, Ed.
Yo, what's up?
And as always, when I'm the host, I get to ask a random question of the week, and I'm gonna keep it food related because that always seems to be a very interesting topic for discussion.
Schnitzel. So,
what is your favorite ice cream flavor, Ed? And I'm talking about like scooped ice cream, not the brand ice cream.
Well, there's this flavor called Moose Tracks. Mm. It has like it's got like a bunch of different stuff in it. It's delicious, though.
That sounds very Canadian. Mike approves.
Well, yeah, we should probably ask Mike.
I've never
about
heard of
it
before.
It's got like a fudge swirl inside. Mm-hmm. It's got like chocolate chips and a bunch of other stuff.
But yeah, is that something when you go as a child, when you go to like an ice cream truck, do you get that as a scoop of ice cream?
No,
like
but you
more
can,
an ice cream shop.
Like you you could also buy it by the pint.
All right.
Interesting. From like grocery stores and stuff like that. That's how I mainly get it.
So that's not the vanilla answer as per usual. Interesting.
Yeah, I'm a fancy boy.
That's what he thought Ed was gonna say. Vanilla, no, plain.
Yeah. Look, plain guys, vanilla. The last couple of times when I asked this question, like the pizza question, you all answered sausage.
BigSausagePizza.com.
And Sen said like fucking tomatoes. Like how vanilla can you get on?
Yeah, that was funny when they said that.
And my answer with pizza tonno was somehow the exotic. Oh my god, fancy European cuisine.
Yeah,
pizza with tuna on it.
Tuna. He remember he liked tuna on his on.
That is very weird for North America.
We don't do tuna and pizza, fish and chips, only anchovies.
Yeah, the anchovies is the only ones. And even then, that is like a real like.
That's
that,
rare.
That, like out. That makes or breaks families. Like literally, it's destroyed marriages.
We love it.
I actually thought my answer would be too basic, but apparently not.
No, for here that is very.
At least you didn't say like banana slices or something on it.
Yeah, like
you always say the wildest answer because you're like, I like tuna pizza. I've never had tacos.
yeah, Gizmo, you should come to Cali.
You should just leave the house.
Honestly,
that's what I would start with.
Yeah,
next,
let me come right
okay.
now.
So yeah, next on, anime, all right. So I'm telling you right now, next Anime Expo, we're having an Anime Plummet meetup. In California. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
done. I'm down. I will take days off.
Happen. That's so expensive. But yeah, like.
No way.
It's okay. We could find cheap Airbnbs just outside.
That's what I'm hearing is that the Airbnb market is collapsing. So,
and dear listener, you might ask, who are all these people talking? I only introduced Ed.
are we doing a podcast?
There's also a king in the call today.
Hey, what's up? Hello. And also, I love the way you started it with insulting our listeners, which I think is the right way to start a podcast.
That's the way I always start the podcast.
I love that. I love that. But it's good to be back with everybody. Excited. To talk anime today.
What is your favorite ice cream flavor, King?
I'm just gonna say pistachio right now because I don't know what else to say. But pistachio slaps. Oh,
that makes me so happy because that's also my answer. Actually.
Yes,
I never thought someone else would choose pistachio.
Somebody on this episode when it comes out, comment and say King is right because he agrees with Gizmo. So that way you're technically complimenting Gizmo, but somehow I got into
Gizmo. Gizmo is the favorite from the pod.
Yes.
Pistachio gang, rise up. Awesome. At the last in our I wanted to say trio, but we're not a trio. What are we? We are
A quadruple?
We're a quad core band.
It's my K-Mike.
Word to your moms. I came to drop...
truth bombs.
Beats? No. Okay, anyways, go ahead. Well, all right, how are you?
What's your favorite ice cream flavor, Mike?
Okay, so we got two answers because you mixed it up. So if I'm at a truck, I'm going to get vanilla with dipped, but this is a Canadian. I don't know if you guys have this.
Vanilla with dipped?
Yeah, you so dip the cone. You get a dip cone, but not chocolate. What butterscotch.
Ooh.
Butterscotch.
Yeah, you can get that at like Dairy Queen choice. And stuff too.
That sounds fancy. Yeah. The scutterbotch, because I got that the dyslexia kicking in.
Sounds like something you wouldn't get as a child, though.
Oh no, definitely 100%. I distinctly remember getting it with my mom because that was also her favorite. The other thing, if I'm going more for like in a ice cream store, kind of Baskin Robbins or I think it was called the Creamery down in Palmyra, New York, we used to go to.
That sounds dirty anyways, for some reason.
Yeah, that's
it. We've all been to the Creamery before.
Right? Yeah, y'all nasty.
Anyways, chocolate chip cookie dough is definitely.
Yeah. I haven't had that in a long time. That's a good one.
So that's my. I've once again turned a question into multiple answers. So there you go.
But this is not a food podcast, so shut up about food now. We're talking girlfriends today.
Hold on. I did not put a note. I apologize. I got a shout out. All right. I could post proof of it.
Okay.
But I'm not going to. You're just going to take my word for it. A friend of mine, from the Anime Summit, Discord, though he's not currently that active. Shout outs to Talk, aka Tyler. He, him and I think a special someone took a trip over to Spain, and he says he has been enjoying the Anime Plummet and used it to keep himself entertained. And he loves being down and dirty in the trenches with us for all our trashy shows. So
hell yeah.
He's my sweetheart and my figure husband. We both are big anime figure collectors. So, hands off, Sen. Just saying right now, you two saw him. Out.
Wow. Oh, that's sick. Shout out Talk. That's a classic name in the Discord. Yeah. That's an OG.
He's an OG.
That's cool, man.
I love him. And he's beautiful. Anyways.
What do you mean?
Oh, Ed, so yeah. Okay, sorry. Never mind.
Derailed already.
I'm a little quiet, okay?
I didn't see any of your waveforms, and I didn't see your mic symbol. So
I usually mute between just so I don't make chair noises.
This segment, this is just a shout out to Ed right now. So Ed, here's your shout out. There it is.
Yeah, I get a second choice mint chocolate chip ice cream. Thank you very much.
Oh god,
nice. I'm me and Ed, like, this is obviously the divide. Giz and King, Mike and Ed, like, we are definitely like sweet tooths and crazy people. That's basically where we're
I was gonna
at.
Say royalty and scum of the earth.
And peasants.
Yep. And peasants. And what podcast are you on? This isn't a royalty podcast. This is podcast.
Excuse me, in the current environment, I would say people that are keeping their head, people about to lose their head. You're welcome.
Let's go. And this is when the podcast broke up over ice cream.
We're never going to talk about anime ever on this fucking podcast. Jesus.
How do these food classes always derail us so hard?
But that's the thing, is this is the natural order of all anime podcasts. They stop talking about anime after like 6 months. Like, let's
anime
face
sucks.
It. No, anime sucks, anime, but we still watch it anyway.
Hey, speaking of sucky anime.
There we go. We gave you your segue.
That's a great segue. We are going to talk about the show Girlfriend today as part of our Summer of Girlfriends.
Nay.
Woo!
And what is the Summer of Girlfriends, King?
Yeah, of course. Thanks for joining us again. Throughout the summer, we're going to be reviewing girlfriend-themed anime. Right now, the only qualifier is that the word girlfriend has to be in the title. If we decide to change the rules all of a sudden in a couple weeks, we can do that because we'll do whatever the fuck we want. Last time, you may have heard us review Domestic Girlfriend. That was a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
That was a really fun one. Everybody loved that show and enjoyed it. And now it's time for a little bit of Girlfriend, which was completely new to me. This is Gizmo, we've told this story a bunch of times, but you recommended me Rent a Girlfriend over a year ago. And I would be like, oh, Gizmo, I think I'm about to start Girlfriend, Girlfriend. You're like, no, that's not the show I asked. I told you to love. Or I'd be like, hey, man, Domestic Girlfriend, been hearing great things. And you're like, that's not the show either. So that's what kind of sprung us into wanting to do this. We're going to take the girlfriends from all the shows after we review them. We're going to build out a bracket. And at the very end of summer, we're going to have our Super SummerSlam Girlfriend SmackDown edition. And we're just getting excited for that. So that's going to be
a queen
way.
Of girlfriends will be crowned.
Yes, there can only be one girlfriend, as opposed to this show where there are many, many girlfriends.
And we already know who won this, so indeed. Don't even worry about it. No names. I don't want to spoil it for the rest of you, but if you haven't figured it out, don't know what to say.
All right, so Girlfriend, Girlfriend, what is this show about? It's based on a 2020 manga by Hiroyuki. And the series follows Naoya Mukai, who has recently begun a relationship with his childhood friend Saki Saki. Nagisa Minase, his classmate, decides to confess her feelings to him as well. And after some initial hesitation, he accepts her request to be her boyfriend as well. Naoya decides that he will have both Saki and Nagisa as girlfriends at the same time. The mad lad. As Naoya currently lives alone due to his parents living elsewhere for work. Is that actually the official summary?
I got this from Wikipedia. Elsewhere. Yeah, I got this from Wikipedia and I got something to finish this up and I have something funny to say about this. Yeah.
Right. Saki and Nagisa decide to live with him. He kind of decides for them, but whatever. The series follows their daily school life as Naoya, Saki, and Nagisa experience difficulties and challenges in maintaining their love triangle relationship.
Wikipedia was nice enough to include, you guys might notice it's highlighted and linked out the phrase, both Saki and Nagisa as girlfriends at the same time. And if I was like, what did I link to? What is this link to? The Wikipedia article... it links to the polyamory Wikipedia page. So somebody took the time to take it and be like, hey, just in case you were wondering, we'll send you to the poly. Like, here's a whole nother Wikipedia.
How does that work?
How does this work?
So, yeah, let's get it out of the way at the front. If you were like, if you are actually in a polyamorous relationship, hoping for good representation, this is not it.
Oh boy.
Multiple times they translate they use the word actually polygamist, which is not the correct one. Polygamy being a specifically patriarchal male oriented version of that, right? Where go. Polyamorous is more gender neutral.
Gender non-specific.
Yeah exactly. So anyways, yeah, let's get that out of the way at first. This is not a good representation of that.
It is absolutely not.
Yeah, and it's easy to kind of start off with this one and start bashing the things we don't necessarily love or like, or things to take away. But that when you watch this show, that's going to be the biggest takeaway, is there's something uncomfortable about their specific relationship. If you're we know folks that are in polyamorous relationships, they're full of consenting adults, people who want to be here and do that. Nope, all the power to you. This ain't that show. This is a show of a teen boy trying to convince a bunch of chicks that being in a relationship together is a good idea, where he kind of holds all the cards in kind of a way, you know, and it doesn't feel good at times. You're like,
no one but him wants to do that, but he kind of pressures both girls into being okay with this. And I mean, the thing is, it's a setup for a stupid harem.
Yes.
Comedy, right? So
yeah, it's like trying to beat a harem to the race or something, like, or trying to cut it off at the pass. Like,
yeah.
Well, what if we just made it so that they, instead of having to choose who's going to date, he's going to date them all at the same time? And I don't know.
Yeah, and as much as I wanted to kind of suspend my disbelief and just turn off my brain and just, okay, accept that this is like the reality they live in, I felt so bad for the girls, especially Saki. She is just suffering and she's getting gaslit and she is just, she's comparing herself all the time to Nagisa, and she feels pressured into doing lewd things, and this is so toxic. This relationship is the most toxic relationship I've ever seen in anime, honestly.
Oh, yeah. So one of my first comments from, so my wonderful wife Lisa sat through several episodes of this.
I can't believe you did that.
Well, so the reason is because normally she does watch some anime with me, just all the basic, we basically share the TV because we got
it's a great way to spend time together too.
And so she's often watching a lot of series she likes to watch, like Angel or Buffy or something else like that.
Oh, yeah.
And she'll hand it over after an episode, and I'll put an episode of anime on. So I've lately had to watch this. So guess what? You're getting tortured by this. And what's worse, you can't even ignore it with the Japanese. I was watching the dub. And the first words out of the mouth was this just written all by men? Like, because
I think the answer is yes. Like,
yeah, and the answer is absolutely. Like, it's mostly, I'm sure there was women on the production team that did it because it's voice actresses and whatnot, but they were probably rolling their eyes big time and somewhere quietly in their head.
I think even the men were rolling their eyes. It's just,
so Saki does compare a lot of things, but holy Hannah, do boob comparisons come up a lot?
Yes.
Someone tells Saki that men like small TTs along with big TTs. It's not just about who's got the biggest.
She is comparing her breast size to every other girl's breast sizes all the time. Like, and the anime just makes sure that we all know who has the biggest breasts and who has the smallest breasts, and breasts here, breasts there, breasts everywhere.
Yes.
It's insane.
Really trying to push that objective, right? Because for every new girl that's introduced, it's Saki being like, she's bigger than me.
Yeah, like, it's like a power ranking.
Well, that's,
oh, she's more powerful.
No. And I mean, and we're talking about what the biggest glaring thing on of the show that's supposed to be about,
relationships,
polyamory. But and usually what happens is everyone consents. You might be living together, you might be in a relationship, whatever that means to you in different ways. No. This is a competition for the girls.
Mm-hmm.
That's the unhealthy part.
It's the fact that, like, even at the end, it's like, no, we're going to keep at this, and I'm going to be the winner. Like, yeah, yeah, and at the end, it seems like it's a competition. It's like, oh, well.
Saki is kind of like, she accepts Nagisa as her rival.
Yes.
This kind of relationship is supposed to be.
Well, that's why
you guys are sister wives.
Isn't it funny how Naoya is the only one that was trying to keep everything absolutely fair throughout the whole show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he was always like, no, I can't do this because of her. So I got to make sure everything stays equal.
And before we go into the plot, we are going to spoil everything. So, dear listeners, if you want to watch this show for some reason and not be spoiled, quote unquote, because there's not much to spoil, but there's a couple of plot points.
Don't waste your time. Listen to us.
Yeah, just listen to us. Everybody dies. Yeah, just literally at the very end, it is a horrific plane crash. Don't worry about season 2 coming out in the fall. It's just the leftovers of the plane crash.
Oh, I'm still gonna watch it.
It's actually a prequel.
Oh yeah, we're definitely gonna review that because it's garbage and that's why we're here. Shit. But here, this is a perfect thing. This is why we exist. You do not need to. I'm telling you at the top of the hour, you don't need to watch the show. Just let us tell you what happens, and we'll bitch at it and complain and we'll do some highlights too. So you don't have to, because you can save time now. That's why we're here.
Yeah, I mean, even like, this is probably jumping in, probably the weakest so far of the three that we're going to be doing right now. Weakest art direction, weakest animation, weakest writing. I'm probably going to jump. So, I mean, there's a lot of reasons. Like, this show, I'm not quite sure why it is popular as it is. I guess because it's not
is
even
it really
like,
popular? I mean, it gets a second season, so it has
it's
to be somewhat
successful. It's got a 6.54 on Mal.
It seems.
I can't. What, that's so what, low. What is, to get a second season?
What is? Yeah, No Game No Life back there is still those fans are still frothing at the mouth. The fact that they haven't seen.
But again, the guy with a smartphone in another world gets a second season. So yeah. who knows why? why someone things happen in this industry?
And we should probably mention that this is Studio Tezuka Productions, by the way.
Yeah,
Tezuka Productions. Hmm. Interesting.
Do we want to talk about the first episode? Because originally I watched the first episode when this show aired, and it's so weird how this whole situation, how this whole premise is constructed, because Naoya is this high school guy, and he has had a crush on his childhood friend, yep, Saki, for ages, and he always got rejected, and somehow at the beginning of high school, I think,
They don't even explain this in episode one. Like, what you're talking about, late, they talk about, in fact, that's like the episode 11.
Yeah, the flashback.
Because they have the flashback of why...
They at least explained that he had a crush on her for a while.
Somebody makes the comment.
Eventually, they got into a relationship.
Yeah. Somebody makes the comment, Nagi, like, oh, he's always hitting on her and stuff. This is, and also, isn't this just the plot of the one show we're watching this season?
The realist boy,
the dreamer boy is a realist, or whatever the hell that show is, and it's just like, you just gotta wear him down, guys. Just keep on hitting on him. I'm like, oh no. Yeah, just so that's
a creepy
how we start.
Stalker, and eventually you will get her.
So
but the point is, they're in a happy relationship, and then he just meets this girl that he's never seen before, he's never talked to, mm-mm, and she confesses to him.
Well, yeah, she pulls him up onto the roof for the roof confession.
Yep.
And so suddenly he's like, ah, yes, I absolutely need to somehow make you my girlfriend as well. Like,
well, so he weakly declines at first because he's like, oh, I already have a girlfriend. He goes, and she goes, oh, I guess I'm just not pretty enough. He goes, no, you're hella cute.
Yeah, right? The English dub is so thing. Funny.
The English dub, there's one aspect I love, which is going to be about Saki, and she just has a mouth like a sailor in this show.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and that's probably my favorite part. But which I think she was like that in the anime too, but or in the sub. But yeah, he's just like, no, you're hella cute. In fact, I'm having such trouble because it's, you know, you've obviously put all this effort and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. What convinces him is kind of that she put so much effort into the food, the bento she made him, and she skipped school to prepare for this confession because she wanted to be the best that she can be just for him.
Well, again, did they reveal that right in that moment? But yeah, I forget. But yeah, like,
I'm not sure. I'm just trying to
explain. He's so overwhelmed by this confession that he just feels like he can't outright reject her.
Yeah.
So he's like, let's go see what Saki thinks.
And of course, Saki is like, are you fucking crazy? No way.
Yeah.
But then somehow they pressure her into the situation because they're like, oh, we're going to do everything so you are happy, and we'll do the best we can. And Nagisa is going to cook for us. And eventually Saki is like, all right.
Yeah. And this. I don't know if you guys remember too, which is, this is big red flag coming up, is he kind of makes a comment of, you know, if I can't be with both of you, then like I don't deserve to be with either of you. Which is that saying that is really, what a weird thing to say. Like, oh, I know you want to be with me, but it, you know, there's a string attached.
There's a lot of manipulation and a lot of like mental gymnastics.
Coercion, yeah.
And he does that all the time. And I probably only subconsciously, because he's pretty dumb, to be honest. Like, he's.
The
good quality he has is that he's very honest, and he's. So he doesn't want to cheat on them or anything, but he is very stupid.
Yeah,
it reminds me how. Oh, sorry, Ed, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, this guy's probably one of like the dumbest MCs, mm-hmm, we've seen in a while, especially because he's like, he has a one-track mind, so once he has an idea, like every time he's like, I have to tell everyone that we're actually all dating, we're all together, and it, like, his brain doesn't change until he starts blurting it out.
Yeah, for sure. It's almost autistic in some ways, I would say.
It's interesting because shout out to cults. Don't actually shout out cults.
The idea, just the institution. Yeah, this guy, I guess. Shout out to cults everywhere.
I was also going to say I'm cult curious. No, I'm not cult curious. The term is I love, like, I have a guilty pleasure of just watching documentaries and stuff on cults and
same,
things like that.
Absolutely.
And so I was watching like a very like in-depth thing on Waco, Texas.
Yep.
And David Koresh and Vernon, whatever his name used to be originally before he changed it and stuff like that. And this is like, it's like Nagia is just charismatic enough that he could rope it in. It's like, oh yeah, like he's a branch, I wouldn't be Davidian, branch Buddha. And he somehow has like five girls all knocked up.
Yeah.
Like, what's going on? You know what I mean? Like, it just like, I'm like, oh no.
Yeah. If he was a cult leader and was actually like mixing stuff into their foods to make them love him, that would make a lot of sense for the show.
Oh yeah. Oh, he.
Because the girls are going crazy for him for no reason. He's such a.
Again,
he's such a
bad
noodle
trope,
of a character.
You think. Just giving a girl a compliment will make her fall in love with you. No, that's the way boys are. Boys are, if they receive a compliment, they will fall in love with you,
yeah,
right?
They remember it forever.
But they think girls are like that, but girls tend to have a higher defense, and they're kind of like a little more like, my mama taught me that if a boy gives me a compliment, he's probably trying to get in my pants. So, you know, so they tend to have those deflector shields up. But yeah, like, it's just a case of like, he's remotely nice to like Rika, for example, and it's for whatever reason that's enough to like, even though I don't know, like
King wrote something very true in his notes for the episode. Naoya always, whenever one of the girls is like hesitant about this relationship and doubting that this is all right, Naoya love bombs them. He just showers them with compliments and it's like, oh, I'm gonna make you the happiest person in the world, just stay with me and I will make sure that you won't regret it and all that stuff. And he like wiggles them down. He's like,
yeah, I mean, that's
showering them with love.
Oh yeah, that's what I thought. Like, good call out on the love bombing. Like, that's his technique of, if they, even if it's a little bit of doubting from their part, he's like, you have 100% of my time. Even though when you start to do the math, it doesn't actually equal. Like, that's just not how it's going to work. But
you're both number one for me.
Yeah, exactly. No, you're both. Yeah. And then I'm sure there's more number ones to come. So now we're just, what is being number one at this point? Okay. Like, so that's it. And by the end, so we get the girls to accept this, right? This relationship kind of kind of uncomfortably.
And
so
then they immediately move in.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, sorry, that's what you want to say.
Exactly. Yeah. No, you beat me to it. You're exactly like, well, what's the logical
answer?
My
parents aren't home.
Yeah,
my parents
who know? Japan, you know, I don't want to shame anybody, but parents, we have got to go home. We have got to go home to these kids, okay?
Listen,
happens when you leave your child alone at home.
Yes, but you understand if they walk away, the economy might fall apart at any moment. So
that's a good
point.
They have to stay at work. So yeah, that's how the they're all living together now. And it is funny because we find out that Saki actually lives next door to Naoya in real time with her mom. And I guess these parents are just like, the Saki's mom, as we find out too, is just like, you go get him, girl. That make him your man.
Yeah, she's also an enabler, though, albeit she doesn't know the full is situation. But she's like, you go and get that fucking.
Yeah, not only does she accept
right now
that her daughter just lives with this boy now,
yeah,
like indefinitely. She's like, yeah, did you have sex yet? And Saki said, no. And then, why not?
Yeah, okay. she's like, what's wrong with you? Or what's wrong with him? And I'm like,
yeah, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with
him? Also, guys, remember, I think they're freshmen in high school, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, 14, 15 years old. It's just so stupid. The mom character scene of Saki's mom.
Yeah, more like 16, I think.
Yeah. And we
first year
just,
high school,
we have 16, no but still, confirmation about where Naoya's parents are. And we also don't have any sort of confirmation about where
Nagisa's
parent. It's just right? They don't exist. Don't worry, King. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, come on. It's anime. Their parents are either dead or in a different country doing their own thing, living their best life.
Yeah. Damn. There you go. Leave Ed's like leave your families.
Yeah. Just live by yourself in a house.
Yeah, just Ed, just be baller.
I don't care if you're in high school.
Anyway. So yes, Saki's situation is pretty bad, right? Because suddenly her boyfriend decides that she has to he has to split his attention to two girls instead mm-hmm. of just her. And so she's constantly doubting herself and getting gaslit and stuff. But I think actually for Nagisa, it's even worse. Like, this girl is even crazier, to be honest, to stay with this in this relationship, because she is constantly playing the second fiddle, and she acknowledges that she's only number two and that she's just happy to be there. And she does everything for them. She cooks for them. She cleans the house. She is like a maid, and she actually dresses like a maid in one episode as well.
Yeah, but that's
at least until last episode, right?
That's a little titillating maid service, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, Gizmo, don't you like being called master?
Yeah. Gizmo lays out this eloquent point, and Mike goes counterpoint. I like maids.
I do. How did you know?
Exactly. No, but you're right. That's the saddest thing, is the whole time you see Nagisa is it kind of just accepts her role of, like, for this whole thing to work, Saki has to be number one, and she has to feel like number one so I can even stay in the game. And you're just like, Jesus Christ, what a bummer of an outlook and everything.
No, that's why at the end we have the feel good ending where Nagisa finally says, "Know what? I'm coming at you with my all, and we're gonna compete for the love, fair or fair. So guess what? I'm coming for you, Saki." Right?
Yeah.
So that's,
and we tell you this is a relationship. This is how it'll always be. And even by the end, the ladies at the end are like, nope, it's a competition. Only one of us can win. Who's it gonna be?
It's war. Someone's
going to lose. And Naoya's like, no, like he's of a different of opinion.
I think Naoya doesn't even understand what this means. He's like, oh, okay, I told them how I feel. Everything's fine now.
And during, I feel like most,
again, he's very stupid.
Oh yeah, most of,
and
the
it doesn't
show
matter what they say.
Yeah, exactly, because he'll just love bomb them into accepting his truth. And I feel like most of what happens in this show are just these little clips of moments of, you know, the girls being like, "How do I one up this person?" or "What can I do to make Naoya like me more?" or and then shenanigans ensues. People are falling into bathrooms. People are walking in on each other while they're changing because they're all living together now. A handle slips
somewhere.
And
the other girl always sees what happens, and that spurs her on to do even lewder things to him.
Yeah. So, like you walk, like Rika, or not Rika, Saki walks in on something, and she's just like, "What's going on in here?" And it's just like a bad timing moment or whatever. So now they got to one up the next thing. And it's just literally most of the show is just shenanigans ensue. That's pretty much the real description of the show.
And you might think that these two girls are crazy to stick with this situation for so long. But then comes the third girl.
Rika.
And YouTube
our
sensation.
Favorite little me-tuber.
Yeah, I think it's his
me-tube.
Oh yeah, she's a streamer. She's a MeTuber, so it's kind of like the YouTube in this world. And yeah. I think her MeTuber name is Milika. That's what they always call her, right?
Yeah, that's what I always got confused. I was like, why do they keep calling her that? And yeah, you're right. It's because that was her YouTube name. And she another schoolmate of theirs. Where is she, her whole thing? She just like stumbles upon them eating lunch or something. Is that what happened? Is that how she's like introduced?
Yeah, she was trying to hide out.
Yeah, that's her usual hiding place to have lunch.
Yeah, obviously Nagisa, Saki, and Naoya want to keep their relationship a secret in school, so they hide in the storage room of the gym or something for lunch. And Milika just stumbles upon them and finds out basically that they're in this a super relationship, and she they in turn find out that she Rika is actually Milica, the MeTuber, because she like keeps her identity a secret, and so they kind of have blackmail fodder for each other. So you would say that this cancels out, but for some reason Milica just decides she wants to be Naoya's girlfriend too. And this decision makes no sense at all. I don't understand how this happens.
Yeah. Because
she gets into the situation, sees them that he's a two-timer. They love the word two-timer in the show.
They say it's so, that's my favorite phrase. Unless they switch it to, eventually, three-timer, which is,
they do multiple times. Like, what, you want to become a three-timer now? Like, yeah. They do multiple.
She stumbles into this situation and suddenly she wants to be his girlfriend for no reason. It's
I think it might have been like an ego trip, like, oh, if these two girls can have a boyfriend, so can I.
Yeah, that's the best I can explain.
I don't know.
She's the one that mainly really kicked off the competition aspect of it, because she's like, no, it's not going to be a three. It's gonna be
the thing is, they do have an explanation in the show, but it's so weird. It's like one of the girls says to Milica, you totally just want a boyfriend because your secret's out and you want a boy to defend you. And I'm thinking to myself, defend you from whom? The secret is out to these three people and you have that information on them. So they would never tell anyone that you are a MeTuber, because then she would just reveal the Thruple relationship. So it's a standstill. It's how do you call it? A Mexican standoff, basically. Because both parties can't make a move, so there's no danger for anyone.
But
why does she want to be his boyfriend?
And of course, what happens? What happens where she's like, oh, I don't actually like you, but whatever reason we're getting it, I want to get into this relationship. What happens? Well, she ends up falling in love with our perfect Naoya.
Okay, yeah. First, she gets rejected, though, because Naoya...
Yep.
All the bad things we said about Naoya aside, he is, as we said, he's very honest, and he, I guess, is in love with both of the girls. He's in love with Saki, and he's also in love with Nagisa for some reason, even though they just met. And so he's rejecting her, because he's not in love with her.
He doesn't want to be a three-timer.
That bruises her ego so much, because she has huge breasts and is a famous MeTuber, and so she's like, oh, I'm way better than these two girls, but you reject me, how can that be? And then she just goes clinically insane, I want to say, because what she does is she follows them around everywhere and just clings to Naoya wherever they go, and she actually buys a tent and just sets up camp in front of their house, the house they're living in. So she's living in a tent in the garden in front of the house, just looking through the...
It's more to the side, actually. It's the side of the house, but yeah.
She's determined. Sorry, she is determined to be the next girlfriend, though. She is determined to be his girlfriend, and, you know...
She just becomes the most crazy stalker psycho I've ever seen.
She actually stipulates, she goes, you're going to fall in love with me, and I'm not going to share you. Like, you're absolutely going to jump these up.
I'm not going to join your relationship. I want you for myself.
She will not take no for an answer. So, which, oh boy, saying that aloud, honest, that's not good either.
If you want to be in a relationship, that's how it should be, right?
Again, the reason why Saki is the real victim here, Nagisa, she's kind of crazy. Rika is definitely crazy. Nagoya is basically like a womanizing, mansplaining.
Naoya.
Whatever his name is. Anyways, he's a bad guy. So, like, really, Saki.
I wonder who Mike's favorite is. We're gonna have to find out at the end of the episode, folks.
My first thought when I saw the first episode was that he is like Makoto from. Or Matoko from
school days. Yes, big vibe.
I was like, when he said, okay, we're all living together, I was like, oh, dude, hide the knives, please. Yeah, so the streamer girl lives in their garden now, and she just does
everything. That goes on for a while. Like
that's
like
several episodes
what?
Of the middle part.
Yeah, like,
and she never gets out of her stalker phase. I mean, up until the end, she's always like just stalking them.
Yeah, basically,
she's not one of the girlfriends by the end of the season. Spoiler, folks, but like. She's still trying to make her case. But eventually she does say to him, like, I love you and I'm going to do everything I can to make you feel the same. And there's inclinations on his part that he's also starting to fall for her. And they have for her. She gets the first kiss of all the girls because she just goes and takes
yes,
charge.
Good for you.
So good
she
for
just
her.
Takes that kiss from him.
Yeah, she takes that kiss from him. Kiss. She steals it. And
and also, Naoya handles that situation in the worst possible way because he has his two girlfriends at home and his stalker girlfriend in the backyard. And what he says to them is, oh, we have to get rid of her because she is super cute. And if she stays any longer, I'm going to fall in love with her as well.
Yeah.
So he's basically putting even more pressure on poor Saki and Nagisa.
He knows he's like, I can't resist this because I'm a two-timer already. So yeah, you have to help me get rid of her. Yeah. No, he said, this is the great Naoya quote. I'm an asshole. Why would you trust anything I say?
And it's true. Like, this was your cue. You guys should have gotten out of there. Like so fast.
Yeah, I mean, you shouldn't even have gotten into the situation in the first place. But
I know, but there's multiple points of exit. Like, you had your moment to be like, you know what? You're right, dog. I'm out. Like, and then just bounce. Is this the point where, are we talking about the point where, like, they're sitting up on the hill? I don't know. There's something great about that scene and just like how clueless Naoya is. And he's like talking. It's like, well, here, I'll give you a kiss now. And they're just like, no, I don't think so. Anyways, it was funny.
Oh, yeah,
they both have the dead eyes.
They make this
look off in the distance.
Because at first, when Nagisa moves in, he's like, they're talking about like doing sexy stuff, like kissing. And Saki's like, what? Yes. You want to kiss Nagisa? No way. And so he's making the rule, okay, no loot stuff. So as long as we're in this relationship, nothing is going to happen, basically.
Yeah. 100%. And that just leads to more shenanigans because then the girls are like kind of like, oh, well, if the no kissing thing is an act, then I can strike first and beat the other one.
Plotting begins.
Yeah. And then plotting and shenanigans ensue. Once again, shenanigans will ensue. And all it does is create jealousy between all the girls. Like they just
and Saki is kind of like a bit of a tsundere. But at some point, because there's so much pressure on her from this whole situation, she does try to do loot stuff with him.
Yeah.
But he just rejects her because that would be unfair to Nagisa. So she jumps over her own shadow and is like, okay, I want to be with you. I want to be intimate with you. And he's like, no, we can't do it.
Yeah. No getting
physical. Are you referring to the bunny suit scene?
Yeah.
Is that what you're...
Yeah, the bunny suit scene. And
there's multiple
other... scene before.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, but she felt great after after that incident, though, right? Because
he accidentally touched her boobs or something.
Yeah, because her costume was falling off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he grabbed her boobs. She slaps him. Yeah, because the costume was going to come down. But she assumed that meant his sort of sexual bestial animal was coming out to grope her. And so she was like all happy. She's like, ooh, I did turn him on. Tee-hee. Dee-dee-dee-dee. Which, of course, what woman...
Yeah, but I was talking actually about a situation before when she saw Naoya and Nagisa like get closer in like a futon when they were sleeping in the same room before, and so she was like, "Oh my god, they are getting closer!" And so she starts mounting him and showing her cleavage, and then he rejects her, and that's when she leaves the house and moves home for like half an episode.
Yeah, and he has to beg her to come back.
The house. Yeah.
She eventually gets her back. Yeah.
And love bombs
please
her.
Please come back to my cult.
Yeah, it does everything. Yeah, please come back to the cult.
No one leaves the cult.
Yeah, and it's just this cycle on repeat of something happens, one of the girls find out, they get jealous, Nagisa has to go beg them back for forgiveness and bring them back in, and then something happens, another girl sees something, and just rinse and repeat. Like, I feel like that's the main storyline that keeps happening with a few little pop-ups here and there or whatever. Like, oh, it's time to go to the hot spring, time for a romantic getaway for quality time at the hot spring, where shenanigans will ensue.
There we are actually introduced to girl number 4.
Yes.
Well, she's been there since the beginning. Shino is Saki's best friend, I guess, growing up or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She knows, all right. She knows what's afoot.
But sometimes she yes.
Definitely a she yes. She's the one that originally has big suspicions that Naoya is cheating on Saki, right?
Yeah, that's what she thinks. So she is under the impression that Naoya has been cheating on Saki this whole time. Because he's like, he's spending time with all these girls without realizing what's really going on, because they've been keeping the relation, the, you know.
Well, I mean, it's secret. It's not untrue. Like, he is.
I mean, he is a two-timer.
Certainly is.
I guess. I don't.
It's sanctioned two-timing, so it's okay.
Exactly. Is it technically two-timing if it's sanctioned?
Yeah, it's a
these
good
are
question.
The real questions.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, so she knows kind of set up for season 2, I think. Like, she's gonna play a bigger role in season 2, I assume. In the Hot Springs episode, they kind of get closer by accident because he jumps around the
fence,
the women like bathing area, and just falls into a pool and loses his pants, and she's naked already, and she pulls at his pants. He's trying to climb over the fence, she pulls at his pants, and somehow they fall so that it looks like she is mounting him, which I don't even know how that's physically possible.
And obviously somebody walks in and they walk in on that scene naked.
And the other girls walk in on them,
yeah. So except the thing starts off with Shino's been trying to talk to Naoya in order to get him to admit that she's two-timing Saki, or that he's two-timing Saki.
Mm-hmm.
And he's trying to run away because he needs to go back to Saki. And that's when she like pulls at his pants as he's trying like halfway up the fence. And then that leads, and that bath that he falls into just so happens to be the women's bath. And that's how everyone else walks in on him together.
Yeah, but the joke of it was, is that he was bouncing around over those fences to avoid Shino in the first place, because Shino's like on the hunt.
And the roofs too, right? That's how he first started hopping around, was from the second floor.
He's very agile.
Shino is on the case.
Yeah. And she's just trying to catch him in the act of him cheating. And of course, what happens? It looks like they're cheating together because it's anime.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's so over the top. That's another note. It's just at times this is such an over the top explosion of yelling and emotion.
Yeah, I mean, the situation gets cleared up, and Shino eventually gets clued in on their relationship and that Saki is quote unquote fine with that.
Yeah. And Shino, I love this. She pushes Naoya on this whole thing of like, why do you think this is okay? Like, what, like,
yeah, Saki's a pushover. Like, why she would just say yes just to make sure you're okay.
Yeah, she sees what's going on, and this is
and the that's best... absolutely what happened.
Yeah, yeah. And 100%. This is the best one. She asks him, she goes, can you really take care of two people in this economy?
That was the realest part of this whole anime.
Yeah, actually, that was she does a real reality check, because it's like, especially the way that the laws are in Japan, like, you just understand the fact that you can never be at her power attorney. You can never, you know, sign their death warrants or whatever. You can never
no
be
insurance.
Like, you know.
No
yeah,
insurance.
Exactly. You won't be able to thing. Like, how's ownership going to work? Rentals? All that kind of thing. You're not going to be able to take care of two girls.
That's all technicalities, guys.
Yeah, you know, I mean, and because he'll figure out, because I mean, his response is, he's like, we'll figure it out. We'll figure it, like, don't worry about that shit. Like, I've got it on lockdown.
Oh, yeah. Let's be honest. How does Naoya pay for the house bills if he's living by himself? How does he afford it?
Honestly, that's,
I mean, the parents probably pay.
That is the most realist answer right there. It's like, I have four ladies living with me. They're not my girlfriends. They just help me afford this place.
There you go. So he's really, really, this is the story of how he becomes a landlord, is what we're getting
they're
at.
They're working for him. Oh, that makes all makes sense.
Yeah, so he's hiring them. Yeah, Shino does not approve. But somehow, of course, now, through just talking and compliments and stuff, kind of, it seems like he... Not 100% persuades her, but something is stirring, and I wonder what that will be in season two.
Yeah, and this is where the difference between the sub and the dub comes in, because in the last episode, with subtitles, it's actually revealed that Shino has been in love with Naoya all along, like for forever, basically.
Yep.
And the only reason she never pursued him is because she's best friends with Saki Saki, and Saki is her girl, his girlfriend. And now she finds out that he doesn't only have one girlfriend. And so she's kind of pissed. But this whole reveal is actually not translated in the dub. In the dub, it's just ignored, which is kind of crazy to me.
Yeah,
I wonder...
Especially with the season two, like, this has to be a plot point.
Yeah, absolutely.
I feel like it was, like, the... I'd have to go back and watch both of them. But I feel like it's just, like, the way it is written is, like, it's more obfuscated. Like, I guess...
I can read the last couple of lines they say.
Yeah, go ahead and...
Put or Shino says in the end of the episode. In the sub, she says, "He's my friend's boyfriend. How am I supposed to give up on him now?" And she's very, like, with a painful look, and she's looking at the picture of Saki and Naoya. "I'm going to make them stop so I can make myself give up." So,
yeah, so clearly, referring very much to her feelings that she has for him.
Yes.
Yes.
And then in the dub.
In the dub, she says, "Naoya is supposed to be her boyfriend, so why can't I get her to see that? If she won't do it, I have to do it for her. That's the only way I can make this right."
So yes.
No mention of her, like, having any kinds of feelings for him.
No. This one's focused on, I need to get my friend to realize, like, she doesn't have to be, if she doesn't want to be involved in this kind of relationship, then she shouldn't have to be.
I wonder if the original Japanese... I mean, I don't speak Japanese, so I can't really check this, but I wonder if this is maybe a bit ambiguous in the Japanese, so maybe the people that translated for the dub didn't quite understand the implications of what she said.
It might have been a case of the fact that, like, they're like, we can't make this sound natural or work in the time that the lip flaps allow for, you know what I mean?
Mm.
So they might have just...
But they completely changed the meaning of the last scene. I mean,
there's two things. She's determined to fix it for Saki, but like in the Japanese version, it's because of her feelings that she has for
Naoya. It's easier for her to give up on him when he's in a committed, like, relationship with her best friend,
Saki, right?
Yeah.
Whereas the other version, it's like, well, so like they're both about helping Saki. It's just the motivation comes from a different place.
Yeah.
Whereas the second one reason is just to make it right. So I don't know. I'm just suggesting.
I mean, I can only assume that in the second season, it's made abundantly clear that she has feelings for him.
After the subtitles. So it's like, I don't understand how they wouldn't have recognized what it is. They just felt for whatever reason that was.
I mean, I don't know, because the subtitles clearly don't align with the dub. So they probably just have two different translators doing the subtitles for the subbed version.
No, like I said, they might have just felt like it flows better, even though they're changing the meaning. They do that all the time in dub. Like this is a very common. You get a lot of the thing is, I don't want to encourage necessarily those people. You get a lot of people that that hate on dubs and hate on like translators, because it's like, well, you're changing the meaning, man. And sometimes, yes, sometimes it doesn't really, it doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things.
I'm all for like, very liberal translations when it comes to dub, because especially when it comes to comedy, a lot of comedy, you just can't dub one-to-one.
Yeah.
It doesn't work.
So I don't know what decision was made here. The one thing is, I do not believe it would have been done out of ignorance. Like, I think like there was a reason for this. We probably just don't understand, or whatever the case is. Is it the right choice? I don't know. You're right. Like, I remember, like, it's funny because when you mentioned it, I was like, I remember the intentions being stronger there at the end about the fact that she had feelings for him. But it still comes through a bit in the dub. I think they just, it's not as strong as it is in the subtitles. So I don't know. Anyways,
yeah,
but I do remember that even when I watched it. When did this come out? Was this 2022, like winter or something like that?
Yeah. Yes, I'm seeing July 2021 to September 2021. So that'd be summer.
Oh wow, that's 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
Yeah, 2 years ago now, and once again, it has already been renewed for a season two in fall of 2024.
Oh wow, that's still a long ways away. Okay.
Or maybe it's sooner. Season. I could be, you know what? Here's the thing. I could be thinking of another girlfriend show. I don't know. Who knows?
All right, guys. Should we go into best girl? Because we kind of introduced all the girls.
Yeah. Do we want to do final thoughts and rating and then best girl? Or do we want to start with best girl?
Let's start with best girl.
Actually, before we go best girl, let's talk about music. Because we kind of skimped over the fact that he mentioned it.
OP,
because I do want to talk. I want to talk about the OP and ED, and I want to talk about the OST in general. So probably best aspect of the show, I think you might all agree, is probably the OP and ED.
OP is very fun in this show.
Yeah, like they're both very catchy. I wouldn't say they're like super strong, but they're pretty catchy. Like they got a nice little beat and stuff like that.
The riff on the OP, anytime I would start an episode, that bam. Yeah, that's just, I mean, that's just musical catchiness that you're just gonna, my head just starts bobbing along and I'm like, oh yeah, here we go.
I mean, I kind of agree about the first 10 seconds or so. It's kind of cool, but I still, I skipped every time.
Yeah. Oh, really? If you hear it enough in 1 week, you're like, okay, let's
fast forward. I also kind of had to binge the show, and so after the third time, I'm like, no.
Totally.
Yeah, we rushed to record this early just to work around scheduling. So, that being said, music in the episodes, atrocious. Mm-hmm. Especially the weird little like march they would do every once in a while, or is it then and they do this like, and it was just like, what is this, like a military show? Like it was almost like a like there are some like
they're being conscripted to be his girlfriends.
Yeah, I like it is a cult.
I feel like part of it was also there was trying to build suspense with the music, because a lot of time when that happened, it was like, oh, what's she going to do? Oh, what's he going to do? That type of stuff. But at the end, it didn't really fit it whatsoever.
Yeah, it didn't fit it. And also, usually that was like around the times that we would get Nagoya. No, Nagoya.
Naoya.
His name is.
Naoya.
Naoya. Just this like mental...
Mike, can you say Chunibyo one time, please?
Yo, Bootsa.
Yo, your boobsa.
there we go.
We can't, like, start getting that mental gymnastics where he's like, well, she's attracted to me, and I'm going to be attracted to her. So we should definitely get together just to make sure that it isn't like the person. And it's like, oh my gosh, please no, like just stop. anyways, there was a lot of like just samey, like there was like three or four musical stingers that they would play throughout the show. And it, by the end, I just absolutely hated them. Like every time I'd hear them, I'd be like, okay, there's this one, there's this one. So other than the OP and ED, like, which were both pretty fun little bitties. Yeah, that was pretty weak. Anyways, let's move on now to best girl
bitties.
Let's move on to the next thing you guys were on to talk about. I just wanted to
I mean, we can talk about animation, but I don't think there's much to talk about.
There isn't. It wasn't good.
Nothing spectacular.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the character designs are fine.
Yeah,
they need to be for this kind of show, right? The girls need to be cute, otherwise
I guess. And it doesn't
work.
Like, I'm trying to think. Did this even get anime figures? I guess it must have, probably. I don't know. I'm going to look that up. Let's talk about best girl.
Yeah. Who wants to start? Ed, maybe do you want to go?
I think I'm going to go with Rika.
She was,
I don't know how to say this properly, probably the sanest out of the craziest, because she straightforward said like, no, this is weird. Just one person, because this doesn't make sense at all. But she was also the craziest, who wouldn't take no for an answer.
Yeah,
but Rika was probably the most fun.
Plus, she has she brings in money through her YouTube channel, so technically she's got a job already.
She's got the job. But also, what's her face also worked? Blue haired Nagisa.
Oh yes.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Also, the girls are all color coded.
Yeah, so it's really red hair, blue hair, blonde hair, silver hair. So you can keep it kind of. You already know.
Yeah, I mean, Shino's the silver haired girl is kind of like purple colored. She has purple eyes, and in the OP, she has a purple triangle around her. And
stuff. Yep. So Rika for you, Ed?
Yeah, what do you got, King?
I would, if just from looking at the image of like the season, I like I think Shino's the cutest one. We don't know enough about her yet. Though I get the sense that she's rich and that's awesome. So I like
seems like she more or less has her shit together.
Yeah. I mean, she's definitely the least crazy of all the girls.
Yeah, and we didn't get you know what, screw it. I'm going Chino. I don't even care if we don't know enough about her yet. She's probably rich.
Maybe that's a good thing. Maybe and you will hate her at the end of season 2. One.
So we'll give a shout out to Shino. And fun fact,
No, I was gonna say we've all seen how King's predictions go, so can't wait for season 2.
Yeah, this is gonna be great, right? Also, the fun fact about her, it was revealed that she even said, "I have even smaller boobs than Saki does."
So the boob rankings are as follows.
Yeah.
Shino is at the top, Nagisa, Saki, and Shino is got the smallest. Yes. Itty bitty titties.
There you go.
Is that your best girl ranking as well, Mike?
Sure, actually that works.
So Rika's
pulling up based on boobs. Yeah, my favorite is actually Rika as well. Because she's the hard tsundere. Well, Saki's a soft tsundere. Saki, she does have is she has a mouth on her. Like she is she is definitely talk to me dirty. You know, kind of material, like just the whole time, you slut, you whore, you like just constantly, like just fucking, like just saying outrageous things to the other people and stuff.
Maybe I should have watched the dub because in the sub that didn't come across.
No, me. Yeah, like they make her so dirty in the freaking dub.
Like, it's the dub is so over the top. I like. When season 2 comes out, I'll delay it for a bit just to watch the dub again because it's so corny and cheesy and over the top. And like I just love hearing the term two-timer over and over again.
Oh, God.
All right, Gizmo, moment of truth. We've got two for Rika. We've got one for Shino. What are we bringing to the table?
All right, so Saki is super annoying. She is like constantly screaming and I feel bad for her, but at the same time, she has nothing else going on except for this relationship. Nagisa also has nothing going on except for the relationship, and she is the super demure maid type, which I just don't like. She is just a goody two shoes kind of character that doesn't stand up for herself until the very end, but still.
I think she's secretly the yandere, though. The one that goes insane and kills everyone in the end.
But anyway, at this point in the story, she has barely a personality. She's super boring, super uninteresting for me.
Yeah.
Shino, we don't know anything about, and so just by process of elimination, I also chose Rika. And because Rika, at least she has some stuff going on for her. She's like super determined. She has that MeTube channel. she's like a streamer. And
she's got a job. Yeah, once again, she has a job.
To be fair, Nagisa also have a job? She worked at like a convenience store.
Right? Oh yeah, yes. True. Yeah. She has good work ethic, but she doesn't know where to put her.
As soon as she got her man,
there we go.
And I kind of like the scene with Rika's dad. So she has trouble at home. So I don't know. She has a bit more going on than the other girl. She's a bit of a personality. She calls them out on this stupid fucking relationship that's never going to work.
Yep.
If this what was real life. it's Rika. Also, I think her design is kind of the cutest. She when she is in her YouTuber form, then she's actually pretty hot, I think.
Yeah.
And she also wears this cocktail dress or whatever it was in one scene. That was nice to look at.
Very, very funny. I have to share with you. Wow. So just looking at anime figures, first off, there's only one figure of two of the girls. So Saki Saki and Nagisa got figures. They're in Chinese dresses. Original price for them were both 17,000 yen and change. You can get them for less than half price now.
Wow.
I will note that the Nagisa is slightly higher. It's about 10,000 yen as opposed to Saki Saki, which is 8,000 yen. So 17, I don't know what
17,000 is that normal?
That's about $140 your German, wow, your Deutschmarks.
The market has spoken. Yeah. Nagisa rules supreme.
German dollars, you say?
Yeah. 140 euros, but like, or actually it's less than that, probably.
And there was no Rika and Shino figures, right?
Buddy, I don't know. Have you seen those 1/4 bunny figures? A lot of those are going for like $300, $400, $500 these days. Like, jeez, they've done.
I'm so glad I'm not into market, that stuff.
Yeah, the market crashed. Like, it's already, like I said, you can get them, you can get both of them for less than 100 now. Basically, which I think just kind of puts like where that show is. It's just to say no one cares.
So, yeah. I think that's a good segue, no one cares, into our final thoughts and ratings.
Yeah.
Do you want to start, Mike?
On rewatch, I would actually, you know what, Sucky Sucky's figure, who is low down.
You're not rating the figures, Mike.
I'm pulling it back in. Her being, so she's
land that plane,
she's less than 50%, so I would definitely give this like a 4.6 out of 10. So I think her price, the cost to original cost to current cost ratio is very much in line with where the show's at. I it's not a fun harem. It does feel bad. The characters aren't fleshed out. They're not super like cute or anything. Like this felt very much like someone pushing out to catch the same energy that Rent-A-Girlfriend had.
Yep.
It feels very artificial and just sort of like, it feels like an incels, like Rent-A-Girlfriend. Honestly, I don't know how else to describe it, but damn. Yeah.
So some would say Rent-A-Girlfriend is already the incel Rent-A-Girlfriend. So. But probably, we will talk about this another day.
Yeah, there we go. Save it for the good stuff.
Ed, what about you?
It gets like a solid 6.1. It wasn't like super horrible. There was parts where it was just fine to watch. The dub is pretty good, which is the one I watched, and it's fine. Like, it wasn't super great, but it wasn't absolutely like.
Did you wipe out the comedy?
Some of the comedy hit, and then other parts were just like meh. But more or less, it's a mid-tier show. Nothing too crazy about it.
All right, King.
I think just bringing it back to what we started this episode with, being disappointed about how a polyamorous relationship is being displayed right in front of us. It's not enjoyable. It's the competition aspect. It's Naoya's persistence on forcing this relationship on the girls that makes this just not enjoyable to watch. I'm going to give it a 5 3 timers out of 10. Y'all don't need to watch this, but we're going to watch season 2 and review it.
honestly, I will say any plummeteer that wants to get out of watching season 2 of this, you can get out of watching this. Like, you do not have to put yourself through this.
Yeah.
This is pretty bad.
Yeah, well, I'm watching it.
This is a good segue from my final thoughts.
I'm still 100% watching it.
Which, 100%. Yeah. It's a bit of a stinker, but man, is it fun? This is a fun idea. So I'm ready for more Girlfriend Smackdown, which we got coming this summer. Giz, take us out of here.
My final thoughts are... the comedy didn't work for me at all. Like, I think especially Saki, as I said, super annoying, like constant screaming. They always repeat the jokes over and over and over again. Like, how many times does Naoya just shout in public, I'm a two-timer, I'm dating both of these girls. And then we cut to reaction face of Saki and Nagisa being, what? You can't say that in public. It's over and over again. Then the boob jokes, always the same.
Again, only saving grace is Saki just being you mummy. Like, in the dub, she constantly uses the term mummy milkers. Like,
that's funny.
Maybe if I had watched the dub, the comedy would have worked a bit better for me.
I feel like shout outs to the voice actress that worked on Saki.
Oh yeah, one thing I didn't mention.
She turned it up to 11 a lot.
Yeah, the voice acting was pretty good because they really did like the annoyed voices really well too. Like, you know, when like Saki gets annoyed with something happens, when someone else expresses affection towards Naoya or something, the voice acting was pretty well done in the dub.
Yeah, that's actually the other thing I would give for it. Anyway.
Yeah, but I mean, it really did not work for me. It's this kind of comedy that's super loud and in your face, and that makes it funny. And it's not for me. So there was really very little redeeming about the show for me. One thing I want to say is that it's not like I was super bored watching it. So I guess somewhere there was some entertainment for me also. I really can't put into word what it was. But at the end of the day, I'm going to give this 3 girlfriends out of 10.
Ooh.
Not the low score.
Ooh. I need to revise my score.
Really God score damn, dude.
Because I thought 6 was like, it's me. Fine. You guys.
Yeah, we just read that 6. Out.
It's fine.
Well, dude, why did you tell me to watch this show a couple of years ago?
I don't know why Giz was always the favorite. I hate you.
You've been pushing this show on us for years.
Yeah, dude.
I don't want to be associated with this show. I give up my title of Master of Girlfriends.
Gizmo's Girlfriends, part of the Girlfriend. Media alliance. Anyways,
all right, guys, that's it for today. Our Summer of Girlfriends second part is done. King, do you want to shout out the links.
Yeah, you got it.
Linktree.anime summit party pants.
That's sorry, not
go that's good. That Mike, you know what? That was pretty good. But for real, folks, we want you to go to links.animesummit.net. Check out all of our cool links on there, including getting access to our podcast, Anime Plummet, getting access to the Anime Summit folks and their show, as well as their Discord, which you can come and talk with us. The four of us are on there pretty much every day, certainly multiple times a week, hanging out, chilling. You'll get access to Manga Club at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Sundays. All of us are about to head over there here in a minute to talk about some cool manga we've been reading. And check out the Patreon. If you give like a dollar or something as a listener to support Summit and us, you get bonus content, which is always cool. You'll get a couple days early access to our episodes, early access to Summit episodes sometimes. And then we're always working on fun bonus content. I think I have another happy hour cast I want to get together. Maybe we'll get Mike back on there and get him. We'll get him a couple of Molsons.
That's dangerous.
Get him some Molsons or Labatt Blue, Mike. Which one is better?
Say the first one again.
Molsons.
Okay. It sounded like you said Morrelsons.
Morrelsons. Like... You're like, trick question. It was Moosehead. Moosehead was the right answer all along. But yeah, so we'll have cool Cleveland, bonus content.
Mooseheads, Amsterdam. Anyways, okay, we'll get you. We'll talk.
Exactly.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So next episode is going to be a movie review of Ed's Choice. Mm-hmm. So yes, look forward to that.
We don't even know what it is. Ed won't tell us.
It's a surprise. Shit,
I don't even know what it is. You'll be getting a DM from me shortly.
Sweet.
Awesome. Until next time, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.